So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Time for our Daily Tech and Business Report. We're joined by Bloomberg's Heather Landy. It's been years since the pandemic changed the way we work, pushing a lot of industries to offer remote models. But fewer and fewer businesses are now offering hybrid options for their workforce, especially in the Fortune 100. So now we are talking to Heather about why we see this shift from remote to hybrid to fully in person. I guess we've seen come full circle. Is that right?
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me. So these are based on numbers from JLL, which is a big international commercial real estate outfit. And they're reporting that more and more of the largest companies in America are moving to fully in-office work policies, and that hybrid or remote work is just becoming less common as an option.
How how is the workforce reacting to this? Are they complying or are they rebelling?
It's been a mixed bag. We've seen, as we've seen other lots of individual large companies make announcements, whether it's Walmart or Starbucks or J.P. Morgan, probably most famously Amazon. There has been blowback from employees in private chat groups and online, exasperated employees on LinkedIn and so forth. Back in the early days of the post-pandemic period, a lot of CEOs would tell you, privately at least, that they were finding it very difficult to enforce these rules that as they were rolling them out. But we're hearing less and less about that. It's really hard to gauge. Surely every individual company is able to track compliance with their own policies. It's harder for us on the outside to be able to tell. From sort of the quiet signals that we can sometimes pick up, enforcement seems like something less of an issue than it used to be.
You said some of these numbers came from a real estate firm. So how does the return to work then translate into office space? Because, during the pandemic, there was all this empty space. Probably a lot of it was surrendered, and other people had moved in once they got really, great lease, terms.
Absolutely, yeah. The demand for really high quality or premium office space is definitely on the rise, and that's being reflected in the rents that we're seeing for premium properties, sort of the trophy buildings in big cities, New York, San Francisco, Miami, and so forth. At the same time, with so many companies, and if you think about sort of outside the Fortune 100, the largest 100 companies, the bulk of our economy is made up of companies much smaller than that. At those companies, hybrid work is still very much in the mix, and so we're not seeing as much usage in many places as we were pre-pandemic. And so there is a lot of square footage coming offline, as it were, either demolitions or conversions are taking place, where office properties are being converted into residential towers or industrial facilities or mixed-use developments in the suburbs and that sort of thing. So, all of this does have a bearing on real estate. We have heard of isolated instances where companies that have been recalling office workers have then had to scramble because they've realized that they haven't had enough desks.
Enough chairs.
Yeah, exactly. So it is, that planning is becoming really important. But we are, a long way away from where we were when we were talking about office recalls, say in 2021, 2022, where companies were trying to plan for scenarios where the people they were bringing in had to be 6 feet apart and maybe have, people coming in on staggered schedules so that you just wouldn't have a concentration of people in the office for health reasons. That concern is not really in the mix anymore. But still now that we're seeing some issues pop up here and there with not enough space to be found.
Thanks very much, Heather. That is Bloomberg's Heather Landy. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.